Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
636.
Who is this?
Up, down, got it.
Oh, it's Jim Croce, ain't it?
Yeah, man. Mount Rushmore of musicians who died in air accidents.
You ever heard the full story on that?
Nope.
The pilot that was flying him and his guitar player and one other guy, they were going to, I think, Sherman, Texas from Natchitoches. They were playing Northwestern State at their little gym down there, you know, little crowd, students at Northwestern State. And Croce decided after that show he wanted to get out of there then. You've heard this story with a million of them before. So I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Buddy Holly. I'm ready to get to, you know, let's fly. Let's get out of here. But anyway, his pilot did not have a ride from the hotel he was staying at. But he was so diligent and with Croce and wanting to be there. He ran. They say he ran from his hotel to that airport in Natchitoches, to fly them out. Wow. And he was out of breath and out of, you know, he was there's a theory that this pilot had a heart attack.
Oh boy.
When he was, because there was nothing wrong with the plane, there was no icing, there was no pilot error, they didn't get into a
turbulence or anything.
Well,
like that.
Or they didn't get into spatial disorientation where he went into a spin like that. He just died. They think he died in the plane, and they went down.
Hmm. Never heard that story.
Is that not crazy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, there's been a lot. I mean, obviously, just it's the nature. There's a lot of plane crashes. With
I remember
Rodney. I mean, there's been so
Patsy
many great.
Patsy Klein. Yeah. You said Newt Rockne. Audie Murphy, you know, plane crash. Marshall. I remember driving down 30, I think, and for some reason, I think it was right before Brown's Country Kitchen is where I heard the news of the helicopter crash of Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, and that sort of thing. You know, just very morbid for a Wednesday.
Well, it's also, some of these stories are so bad because, you know, it's like, I want to get there. I'm ready to leave this town, or in Kobe's case. Let's get over there despite this bad weather. Let's go to this girls' basketball tournament. Yeah.
That's what gets you in trouble anywhere is rushing.
And some pilots they're so beholden to their boss.
Sure.
To the person paying them on a regular basis that they'll do things that maybe other pilots would say, look, I'm just going to tell you flat out, I'm not flying. We don't need to fly.
Yeah, like with Buddy Holly, 21-year-old.
Well, there was another.
Kid.
He had no business flying that plane. And here we are 60-something years later, Roger, and it's history because a kid who probably had no business flying instrument flight in snowstorm flew them out there and didn't get, 5 miles away from the airport before they went down.
That's right. Let's introduce Jim with
Trey's intro, please.
Well, we don't have the new one.
It's Trey. We don't?
We do not have the new one.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll go ahead and just thank them.
Yes.
Power Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. All heavy-duty truck needs, they will take care of you. They handle everything from the headlights to the taillights, dependable repairs, massive inventory of heavy-duty parts. Good folks, they'll keep your trucks rolling. You can check them out online at powerstruckparts.com. That's Chad and Stephanie Powers.
Thank you.
They're also sponsoring Joe Nichols later today. Let's run through a couple of comments from our Middleton Heat and Air text line. If you got a question for Jim Harris, you can send it to us. We've got one here. David wouldn't be saying play one game if the women's softball team or men's baseball team was still in it. Yes, I would. Like, come on, man, let's get this thing. I'm wanting them to win, but this thing, it's just too long. It's for them, I'd be thinking, good Lord.
It is too long. Of course, they're out of school. So really
Yeah. Of course, for them, they don't care.
David, what about the fans? This is what's got me is that year I was talking about in 1979.
Yeah, how do you afford that?
That was an 8-day tournament. That you were eight, you started.
That's what it was.
And you were out of there in one Friday, and the next Friday it was over. Here, it's like you're there forever.
It's crazy.
11 or 12.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
I mean, that year we were there with Oregon State.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing went on forever.
I mean, people who were covering, I remember Neighbors was covering. I was like, man, they're going through, they're doing laundry. Yeah. And it's just, anyway, here's another one. Roger, you wouldn't believe the diseases that we were talking about, those birds. I guess it's Steve Qualls was talking about those geese over there, and I guess they're all over the boats. And
so Steve's a good guy. He's not a complainer, except when I ask him to make me another shirt. he's a conservationist. Just like when we hear about the bagging that goes on in Jim's position or Trey Reed. I know Trey, and you might not like a lot of things about him, but he enjoys the outdoors. He wants to preserve it. He's doing everything he can.
How can you not like anything about Trey Reed?
Someone says
he's the best.
Someone's asking how does Game and Fish? Where does Game and Fish stand on what happened with the state trooper and the geese? Did you guys have a stance on that publicly? How you responded to it? And I got a chance, by the way. I got a chance to go back and watch the video, yep. And it sort of changed it. It changes your perspective. To me, it did.
Oh, explain your perspective.
Yeah, in other words, when you first read the story, for those who missed it, there were two geese and their babies walking down the middle of I-67 going to between Cabot and Jacksonville, and they had the big walls, concrete walls, and they had nowhere to go, and somehow they got on there, and it was during church time, 9 or 10 o'clock, and you got people going 60 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you got these four, and people were hitting the brakes, and apparently someone called a state trooper, so he's behind him trying to get them to do something, and they weren't, and you could see people driving around them, and this went on for 30 minutes, and he calls Game and Fish, the officer does, and said, man, I don't know what to do. Game and Fish person said, you can't get out and catch them. You can try to run and catch them, but then you're not going to catch them. They're just the geese are going to run away and come back for their babies, and they didn't know what to do. And so they just decided to do that, and anyway, it created some controversy, and a lot of people were mad about that. I knew, and they were talking to a Game and Fish representative. That's who the state trooper was. Did you know that, Jim? In that story?
Yeah. Well, they did talk to our enforcement about it. But we didn't really look. There's high walls there. You're not going to be able to corner the geese. One state trooper's probably putting his life
in danger. That's right. You're right.
Getting out of his car, going back and forth. Somebody is probably not going to stop on that highway. And I think there was I think the statements were really came out of Mike Hagar,
the
state police chief, he made a statement on that, and it was at some point in time. I just look at it this way: if you're driving down a highway, and a deer comes out in front of you, and I really want to say this because I want people to be careful, because I know some people that have not been so careful and have. I know one that lost their life. If a deer jumps out in front of your car, what's your move?
Yeah.
Is it, oh, I got to save that deer's life. I got to swerve.
Yeah.
Well, you may edge a little bit, but never turn your car off the road. You will probably be maimed or die.
The deer's life is worth losing to save yours. It just is. The same thing, I think that was the theory when it came to the geese.
I mean, people say, well, we've got to protect it, and then Canada geese are federally protected and all this.
Not when you have a potential life and death situation.
That is life and death on that road. But I'm making this statement personally as Jim Harris, not as a representative of the Game and Fish Commission. I'm just saying for my own peace of mind, common sense about things, about animals on the road. Look, ironically, we were talking about this at work. The other day, I hit I just could not avoid an armadillo.
Sure.
It was walking across the highway.
Way to go, Jim.
I know. And it was like the more I kind of edged over, he just kept moving. Yeah. You know, it's like, dude.
Wrong way.
No, don't. You know, and I know I hit him, and it's like, God, I felt kind of bad, but it's like.
We all do. You know, do you look in your rearview mirror, by the way, when you like a rabbit or something comes out, and you look and think, did I get him? Did the squirrel go back?
Always.
Yeah, he's going back and forth. You look at your rearview mirror. You're hoping, oh no.
You squint. Oh no, please.
No, but yeah, I think that is right. It's human life over the animal's life, and it's I hate it, but they spent 30 minutes on that highway. 30 minutes, and he said, "Listen, we've got to do something." I mean, and as you can see the video, you can see there's nobody. People are backed up behind him, and I know they got criticized. But what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, but do not. But folks out there, when there's wildlife on the road or jumps out on the road while you're driving, don't swerve off the road. Don't slam on your brakes.
If you're not paying attention,
if your eyes open and you go, but just try to keep it between the ditches, man.
You got to know drive for people that are driving from Sheridan to Malvern and back and going the other direction on those two lane highways like that in the fall. And it's pitch black. I am frightened when we have to go to Sheridan sometimes that early in the morning and all that. Because you can't. It's only 30 minutes from my house, and you're not supposed to speed. But it's so close to the road, you've got to watch out for deer coming down 70 all the time. I've got my peripheral vision.
How many times you hit a deer?
But fortunately, never.
I've done it like three times.
I remember when you did. I mean,
maybe more than three. I mean, it happens, and it's. No.
Hit animals, but
and you're right. It can kill you. Killed people before. It's a big old animal that you're hitting there. Yeah. Anyway, I know we got a lot of text messages about that. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. You know what the song says, Roger? Call me.
That's what it says.
Who sings this? We'll go to Jim.
Debbie Harry.
Look at you, Blondie. All right, don't go away. It is 6:47.